This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Emily Schwing. This is the sound of a neighborhood in Calcutta, India, in December 2016. It was recorded by resident Sukanta Majumdar. And this is what that same neighborhood sounded like on April 1st of this year, after the COVID-19 lockdown.
It's like a unique place and time that we have to document for the future, for sure.
Amandine Gasque is a soundscape ecologist with the French National Research Institute for Sustainable Development. She's supposed to be in the field, recording nocturnal sounds in southern France to evaluate the effect of light pollution on animals there. Instead, she's at home, but she's still recording, now from her balcony, where normally she'd mostly be hearing traffic.
In my neighborhood, there's like amphibians, like I think it's frogs, that are like in this very located space in the neighborhood that's very, very loud. So at night, there's like the frog chorus, and in the morning you have the bird choruses. And you also hear like sounds of people in the gardens, slight music in the back. It's very relaxing.
When the pandemic hit, Gasque and three other colleagues put a call out to volunteers all over the globe. Currently, roughly 300 people are recording 1 minute of outdoor sound every 10 minutes for what's become the Silent Cities Project.
The goal is to build this huge data set and make it available.
All the data collected will be stored by the Open Science Foundation as a public data set. The recordings, says Gasque, offer opportunities in the future to understand how we share our space with other creatures and how we impact our outdoor spaces.
Not only the acoustic space, but also the space in general. You were seeing a lot of animals in the streets. So taking back this actual space for themselves, even people, people were just walking all over the streets. And it was like suddenly like the streets were like, it's this huge space you could use. So I think it will help us to understand that maybe another way of living in the city is possible. I hope so.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Emily Schwing.